101.7 in Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Welcome back. If you were outside Milwaukee during the era where street promotion really moved this city, chances are you saw the work before you knew the man. From concerts to club events, campaigns, flyers everywhere, to logos spray painted on the back of his head and his feet. We are talking about none other than the legendary Flyer John, a Milwaukee name associated with Guerrilla Street Promotion and getting information directly into the people's hand. What's up, Flyer John?
Nothing much.
Listen, you a hard man to find, man. I seen you at Bronzeville Fest. I was so happy to see you. Again, you've been around for so many decades. You are a part of Milwaukee culture and Milwaukee history. Really like the number one hustle man. For real, for real.
Oh, yeah.
You be getting to it. So, how did this come about, Flyer John? How did you get into promotions?
Actually, I took a trip down to Chicago and took a ride with Reggie Brown.
What year
and,
was this?
That was 1981.
Come on now.
When I went to the New Edition concert, went backstage with the New Edition show, and all of a sudden, Rez talked to New Edition. They taught me how to do it, and that's when I got started.
That's a major start to promotion.
You know it.
So you had a chance to actually meet them too?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like?
Oh, it was a nice concert and all.
Yeah. What is something that you learned from Reggie, like right then and there?
I know every aspect, how you got started, and yeah. And then he showed me a lot how to get started.
So he took you under his wing.
Yep.
And this was, you said, 1985?
Well, you could say from 1981 to 1985.
Come on now. Come on. Right. That's real history. Right. So what did the city feel like back then?
The city showed me a lot of props.
Yeah.
That's why I ordered got me a new teammate now. Her name is April.
Yep. Yeah, come on now, because we always see you out there solo dolo. So you got a team now.
Yep, she just, you know, I hope she didn't leave because,
got a team. That's what's up. So take us back to the 90s with promotions. What were some of the major concerts, promoters that you worked with throughout the city of Milwaukee?
I had worked with mostly, I'm going to say from where I know a couple of names, Steve Trotter, So Wayne.
Yeah.
Promoted like a whole bunch of concerts, like the Key Sweat.
Yeah.
Drew Hill.
Yeah.
Casey and JoJo.
Yeah.
Donnell Jones.
Yep.
And so on. I mean, hey, go back to history.
Yes, indeed. So what was it about before you reached out to Reggie, before you went to the New Edition concert?
He told me, he sat down with me and told me, man, you got to slow down promoting these shows. Sooner or later, when you get ready to promote these concerts, make sure they pay you.
Yes.
And make sure they give you some good backstage pass or tickets to every show it is.
Yep. So who was reaching out for you to promote it? Was it like the people that owned the venues or promoters?
People that own the venues.
Okay. What are some of those venues?
Like the Milwaukee Theater, Riverside Theater, the Bradley Center, and all of them.
Yeah. So they would reach out to you, ask you to help promote the shows, and then they didn't want to give you nothing in return in the beginning?
Not really.
So you had to demand it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, when we talk about promotions, right, what was the one event that changed Flyer John? That where you was like, you know what? I got it. I'm the best of the best.
Yeah.
What concert, what event was it that you can recall?
I can recall the last one that I had to pay to go into, and that was, the Young Jeezy and... Man, when I went to that Young Jeezy concert at the Riverside Theater, I feel that I didn't get what I needed until I had to pay to hear it show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that really hurt it.
Yeah. So are you still doing marketing and promotions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still am, you know, I'm actually promoting this free concert coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. What concert is that?
That's a free concert at the Harry Davidson spot coming up August the 16th.
Okay.
And it's going to be nice at 10 in the morning, 7 p.m. at night on a Sunday.
Let me ask you this, John, because I can see you downtown and then an hour later I see you in Brown Deer. How you managed to do all of this by yourself all these years?
Hey, I got help now. I don't got to do it by myself.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Did you are you going to create a bigger team? Because this is the first time we hear about you expanding
it. That's the only help I got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I hope she didn't leave because, I hope she didn't leave.
So what does Milwaukee culture mean to you? You are a part of Milwaukee history. What does Milwaukee culture mean to you?
Culture history, I'm trying to reach out to all the high schools.
Yeah.
Tell them, look, I'm looking to sign, looking to bring somebody else on to help me put out these flyers.
Yeah.
Anybody that passed 12th grade, come on and join me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need all the help we can get.
Yep. So you're building. It sounds like you're building, rebuilding a street promotion team.
That's right. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Yeah. So how important throughout the years of you doing this, how important is streets promotions?
It's real strong because we're going to need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, a person got to go all the way through their 12th grade history.
Yeah.
They want to come on board. Just come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just come on.
Have you ever done campaign work for elected officials?
Oh, if they need me to, hey, I'm on.
Have you done it before?
Yeah.
Who's some of the people you've worked with?
Actually, one lady owned a restaurant on North Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
She came to me, wanted me to pass out the flyers.
Yeah.
And that's when I started doing it.
Yeah. So do you feel like, was there ever a time that you felt like whatever event is happening, it got to go through Flyer John?
Yeah.
Ain't no way you can have an event and not put the flyers in Flyer John's hand now.
Oh, you know, anything come in my hand, you got to pay me for me to do it.
That's right. I know that's right.
And not only that, I told my girlfriend April.
Yeah.
They got to pay us to do the work.
Yeah.
If you don't pay us,
yep,
we going to put it back in your hands.
Yep, that's right. Trust and what me. You say, and yesterday's price is not today's price.
Correct.
At all, whatsoever. Are you a fan of social media promotions?
Yep, I am.
You are?
What, no, hold on, social media?
Yeah, like Instagram, Facebook. Because, you know, we live in a different era now.
I got all my stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because right now, that picture that you saw me and April on there, that's our new flyer picture.
Got you. So that's how y'all promote the work that y'all doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And she an R&B artist, singer. She the best number one R&B singer.
Come on now.
She can sing too.
Be you our know? Number one fan, John. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And we about to great promote her album too.
Okay.
And she's a barber, the number one barber in the city of Milwaukee.
She a barber?
Oh, yeah. She can cut some hair. She'll lay it down on you.
She be cutting your hair, John?
Yeah. She good at it too. He's a number one barber and a number one R&B singer.
Let's go. So she got you on here crispy.
Yeah, she can sing her butt off.
Speaking of crispy, I want to ask you something because this was a game changer for us growing up. What made you spray paint the logos in your head when you was doing promotions?
Actually, I had wanted to do that when I was little so I can pick up all the concerts.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like how some stars... saying our show's gonna be picking up, so now they do.
Yeah, yeah. So you thought about it. Like, let me put this in my head. Let me spray paint.
True.
Yeah. That's a, you know, that's legendary. That's a part of the culture. There was nobody else doing that but you. When we seen you moving around, you had the spray paint in your head. You had it on your clothes like a walk-in billboard, walk-in advertisement. We got Flyer John in the building. We got to go to break. Do not touch that down. When we come back, we're going to get into the science of the streets. How did you know where to go, what time to be there, which side of town mattered, and who influenced, who had influence before anybody had analytics? Flyer John is in the building. We're going to talk about it when we come back from break. Flyer John, before we go to break, quick question. Are you choosing promotions, street promotions, or social media promotions?
Street promotion. That's how I get out here.
Yeah. What's so important about it?
What's important about it? I need to know everybody know me that I'm out there.
Yeah.
If I'm not out there, people gonna be looking around saying, "Where's Flyer John at?
Yeah.
Where is he at?
Yep.
Is he out there hiding?" They need to know I am out there doing the job that I'm supposed to be doing.
I seen this trend on social media with shout out to comedian Da Bump and Steve the Stoner. They say, "Bump, is that you?" That's how they gonna start doing. Flyer John, is that you? We can
I'm
never
say,
lie.
Yeah, I'm out there. I'm out there working.
Yeah. Which is like you outside. Sometimes you can be a difficult person to find, but we know that you get it in, that you, again, have been a part of Milwaukee culture for a very long time. So when we come back, we're going to get into it, y'all. We're doing it for the culture. We're giving out flyers. We got Flyer John in the building. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler.
Picture me rolling. Can you see me now? Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture
me rolling. 101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey, listen, Milwaukee. If you know me, you know me. You know Brother Z, man, we do it for the culture, right? And we have one of Milwaukee's historical figure, man, Flyer John is in the building. Now, if you come from this era, my era, the era before me, there is no way that you've been around the city of Milwaukee and have not seen Flyer John, right? From the spray paint in his head to the spray paint on his clothes to him, you know, passing out flyers, whatever the case may be, he is a walking billboard. And we also have his wife, April, on the line. April, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for tapping in with us, April. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Before we get started, do you want to give a shout out to your hubby?
Yes, I want to give a special shout out to Flyer John for working the bones off of me, passing out those flyers.
Let's talk about it. So, first and foremost, congratulations, Flyer John, on not only just having a companion, but the fact that you have help. Because we've seen you throughout the years do this, you know, a lot by yourself. April, can you talk about the process of how you guys, you know, make this happen when it comes to guerrilla marketing in the streets?
Yes. So we go to local businesses. Some people do reach out to us on my platforms, my Facebook, my Instagram, and they, you know, they ask us, can we pass out a certain amount of flyers? We give them a price rate, and we go and pick up the flyers, and we go to local events like State Fair, and we just pass them out and get them all gone in a day or two.
So how do you guys determine where a flyer needs to be, meaning like, I was telling him earlier, and it, you know, I made it as a joke, but it's the truth. Like, you can see Flyer John downtown somewhere and then see him all the way across the town. How do you determine what area needs to be marketed?
Well, it all depends on what's going on in that area. Like, Jazz in the Park, we'll hit up that area. Jazz in the Park is going on at that moment. Any big concerts that's going on at that moment, that's where we'll hit up. And he does move fast.
Absolutely. Flyer John, can you tell, as someone who does promotions, can you tell just based off handing out flyers and stuff like that whether or not an event is going to flop?
Actually, I look at, if I knew if it was it's a lot of stuff going on in barbershops or clubs, I'll stand in front of a club and hit them when they're going in or coming out.
Yeah.
I give it to them when I'm standing right outside on the side of the club. Like every night.
Yeah.
I go in a club, if I look in, if I know it's packed.
That's where you go hit them up at.
I hit them up, and I hit them up going out.
So if people decline the flyers, is that an indication that the event probably won't sell tickets?
Well, every time I go to a concert,
yeah,
I keep a count. I write it down on a piece of paper. I'll count how many going in a show. If they don't sell good,
yeah,
I had to keep on pushing the flyers out there.
Got you.
And everything. If they not selling good,
yeah,
that's my mistake. Mm. If they is selling good, I keep on working at it.
Mm. April, I got a question for you. What is the biggest mistake outsiders make when they try to market in Milwaukee?
Right now, they're telling us that flyers are not popular no more. A lot of people are destroying the flyers or throwing them down. They saying that everything is on Facebook, but not everyone watches Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. So I think that the flyers are still important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I believe that, too. It's nothing like, you know, something being in your face, right? Again, it's the right. It's being excited, you know, about seeing the flyers and who's all coming. But most importantly, just getting the experience overall. So earlier you guys talked about moving around throughout the city based on, as far as promotions, based on what's happening in that area. So you used an example of like Jazz in the Park, right? When you are marketing in an area like a Jazz in the Park versus an area like 76th and Good Hope, do you find that you have to take the approach or take a different approach in two different areas?
Most of the time, the approach is the same. Sometimes the crowd are different. Like Jazz in the Park, we have an older crowd, so we deal with a little less talking. They read, you know, the young people, they would, you know, what is this for? What do you have going on? And we would have to explain that a little bit more to the younger crowd.
Got you. Flyer John, I got a question for you. You've been around for a long time. You started this in 1981 with Reggie Brown at a New Edition concert in Chicago, right?
No, because see, in Chicago, when I'm in Chicago, New York, when I'm traveling out there, people show me mad love. When I went to Chicago, helped this one dude pass out his Cincinnati flyers.
Yeah.
Turn around. Somebody came to me and gave me a $50 bill in Chicago. Dude got mad when somebody gave it to me. They came. A lot of people, when they was leaving, it was an R&B rap concert with Salt and Pepper.
Come on now.
And Queen Latifah.
Come on.
And all of that. I seen one of the rappers. They knew me off the back. I think it was Salt and Pepper, Queen Latifah and them. They said, Flyer John, ain't you coming in? I said, I can't. You see this? It's just this promoter, Cincinnati promoter.
Yeah.
He that wanted me to go in. They said, Flyer John, you know we got backstage pass. We got you.
So you
and we
even
had
to go
one for him. But they said, no, because he hating. And a lot of people was leaving out from Milwaukee, knew me, saying, here, Flyer John, here's you a soda. Here's you two sodas and a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And you $20.
Yeah.
And you some popcorn.
Yeah.
You out here busting your butt.
Yeah.
Putting out these flyers. Keep up the good work, Flyer John.
Yeah.
You always out here breaking your back.
Yeah.
Let these people, Chicago people, know who you are.
Yes.
Breaking your back.
Yes, and you came over to Milwaukee and broke your back too, because you've been out here for a long time. Let me ask you this. So you've been around for a long time. You've seen many clubs come and go. What club, in your opinion, was popping and the most exciting to pass out flyers for? You got?
My favorite club that was popping was Savoy's.
Okay.
And the Onyx.
Yep.
502.
Yeah.
Mrs. ARJ.
Yeah.
Diamond Inn.
Yep.
Ooh, I remember when I went to Diamond Inn, went in there, started passing out flyers inside and out. They said, Flyer John, come on in the building. Here's some free food for you.
Yeah.
Here's you a bottle of wine and a can of soda.
Yeah.
They showed me mad little time I go in there saying, here's some flyers and $50. And then all the other clubs I go into, they saying, look, Flyer John, I don't got no money, but you still passing out flyers. I said, no, I'm passing out flyers for free. You got to pay me.
Because right.
I'm not going to do it.
That's right.
You fooling the wrong person for that.
That's right. And you know what? That to me, it sounds like, you know, our community take care of you, right?
Yeah, they do. They show me mad love, and that's what I like.
Yeah.
I like people that's going to pay me to put out their flyers.
Yeah.
And like I said, me and April, we ain't gonna put out the flyers for free. You got to pay us.
That's right.
Either pay.
Yep.
Or move around.
That's right, Flyer John.
Move around.
So we know back then there was multiple people who were involved in promotions. And Sir Wayne, shout out to Sir Wayne. He was one of them as well. Flyer John, was there competition between you two, or how
actually,
did y'all coexist?
Okay, check this out. Tell you the truth, He had all the good shows. Only shows I had was Donnell Jones. Mm-hmm. I had Jodeci.
Uh-huh.
I had Hakeem from Empire.
Yeah.
I had Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Then I had Mary J. Blige show.
Okay.
And I had mostly Ice Cube.
Yeah.
When he came to the rave.
Yeah.
I had Trey Songz show because Trey Songz called me up.
Yeah.
Manager, Trey Songz gave a phone to his manager and said, hey, I need flyers. Johnny passed out my flyers.
Yeah.
He'd be out there busting his butt.
Yeah.
Breaking his back.
So how did you and Sir Wayne coexist?
Actually, we bumped heads at this one concert with Drew Hill, New Edition, and all of them at the Milwaukee Theater.
Yeah.
He thought that I was trying to steal that concert. He said, move back. Move back. I was going to try and steal that one. I said, no, I'm about to get that one.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, no, man. And he was trying to get me to help him pass out fire. I said, no, you got to at least pay me.
Yeah. So are y'all cool now? Y'all get cool after? No?
Hey, tell the truth, I was supposed to have been promoting that Mike Epps all of a sudden. I ain't seen him pass out no flyers at the Mike Epps or New Edition concert. None when they came here.
Mm.
I don't think he ain't been feeling too well because he ain't been doing his job. Like,
oh, he calling you out, Sir Wayne. We got to talk about
it. I am calling him out. whoever want that concept promoted, Mayor April to do it, give us a call right now. We are out there. We are out there. Call us up. We are free and we are ready.
Yes, indeed.
Wayne don't want none of us. It's a new street team hustlers out here. Believe me.
Let's go.
We do promo on the internet, too.
Yeah. Okay. So
yes.
Y'all do social media promotions as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we end the interview, April, is there anything that you want to speak to?
Yes. I have a record out called AP the Barber. You can check it out on YouTube. It's called Love is a Drug. Me and John will be in the streets working very hard to promote. And if you need any help, you can just hit us up on Facebook at April Espinosa Smith at Facebook.com. And you can also hit up Flyer John at Facebook.com.
Absolutely. Flyer John, is there anything you want to say?
Actually, we're going to be out there promoting her album. Like I said, her song is on. Fire.
Yeah, let's go. We got to get that in here.
Like I said, that song's on fire. Y'all got to pump that.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much for joining us. Before you walk out of here, Flyer John, I just want you to know how much Milwaukee love you. I know personally from growing up, watching you do everything you have done, you are a part of Milwaukee history and Milwaukee culture, no matter who feel whatever, but we're here to recognize that. You've done a lot of work.
That's
in
all right.
City.
I'm here to stay.
That's right.
Like I said, tell you the truth, when in Chicago, hey, let y'all know, Milwaukee finna take over Chicago. we finna go to Chicago and stop promoting. We finna bring a.
Yeah.
Because I already got Chicago fire.
Yeah, y'all heard it right from the horse's mouth. Thank you so much, April and Flyer John, for joining
You're
us.
Welcome.
Do not touch that dial. We got to take a quick break, right? 101.7 The Truth. But if you ain't from where I'm from, like some dog don't come, or you getting dirty. Yeah, we cheating, dog, that's automatic. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Happy Tuesday, Milwaukee. Welcome back. Listen, we had a special guest, Flyer John, was in the building. For those that know, man, listen, if you know, you know. Again, we do this for the culture. We're going to acknowledge the people who are a part of Milwaukee history. And earlier we were talking about campaigns, you know, not just political campaigns, but whether you own a business, whether you're running for office, whatever it is, there has to be a campaign. And there's levels to promotions, right? There's levels to promotions. And if you grew up in the city of Milwaukee, there is no way that you did not know who Flyer John was, right? So I want to explain everybody that's over 30. I want to explain something to the younger listeners. Before Instagram, before event pages and group chats, we talking about flyers under the windshield wipers, right? Posters in the barbershops and salons, radio drops, DJs, clubs, hosts, record stores, word of mouth, all of the above. When we talking about campaigning, that's what Milwaukee culture was, right? Promotions. And to be honest with you, I feel like this is something that we have to get back to. Not to say that it's not happening anymore, but there was just a different feel in the city culture-wise during the time where everybody was doing guerrilla promotions. And Flyer John wife says something that's very, very crucial. She said, a lot of people think that flyers don't work anymore, that flyers and posters don't work. People don't pay attention to them. They threw them away, all of the above. Listen, it works. No matter what arena you are in, guerrilla promotions still works. I don't care if you don't hang on to the flyer initially. Somebody is paying attention to the flyers, to the posters, to all of it. So the reason why I mention that is because a lot of people that own businesses or younger entrepreneurs, they are kind of in this mind frame that all of the marketing has to be done on social media. All of the campaigns have to be done on social media. That is not the case, right? Yes, you do need to have marketing on social media, but you also need to build that campaign from a Guerrilla Streets promotion point of view. And to me, that has always been the most effective, although social media is great and it helps do the work 10 times more. There's nothing like physically going to up to someone, you know, having that interaction that's non-transactional, providing them with the information, and then and then just creating that experience. So this prompted me to think about some things. Last Friday, we had the Friday kickback. We had some good conversations and memories where we were talking about what our childhood was like, you know, growing up in the city of Milwaukee, what that felt like, what it looked like, all of the above. And it had me thinking about the history overall. And since we're talking about promotions, we're also going to talk about the Milwaukee Marketing Hall of Fame, right? And again, if you're from the crib, you know exactly what I mean. Whether you was in high school walking out and you see Sir Wayne standing at the end of the school on a corner with some flyers, right? This back when they had H2O, the Amistad, you know what I mean? This is back when we had clubs for teens, the clubhouse, all of the above. Sir Wayne actually was the first person to throw my first public birthday party. He threw my 18th birthday party at the Masonic Temple on Titonia and North Avenue. And I was ecstatic. I seen him. He pulled up to the school. I said, "Hey, Flyer John, my birthday coming up. Say you want to do a party? Yeah, I want to do a party for my birthday, man. I got you, Jazz. I'm going to throw the party for you, get the venue in. I'm going to hand out the flyers and do promotions for you." And we had a ball. We had a ball, right? Then you got, obviously, Flyer John. Flyer John is a walking billboard, marketing genius. Like, he going, again, you can see him downtown, see him all the way in Brown Deer an hour later. How he got there that fast, I don't know. But that's why they call him Flyer John. KB the playmaker, right? KB has been around for a long time. And when we're talking about marketing, especially when it comes to these artists, he know exactly what to do. He has been doing it for quite a long time. He does more than marketing. He does branding as well. But I think he has taken the marketing piece and the promotions piece to next level, like a completely different level than we've ever seen. And again, he comes from that era as well. But shout out to KB, man. Dracula, if you've ever been to the Mother's Day comedy, Laugh-a-thon, and all of that stuff, Dracula has been around in promotions for decades, right? And, of course, the late, great Young Tweezy. Now, we know Flyer John get it in. We know, you know, KB and Sir Wayne, but we got to give Tweezy his props, man. Tweezy probably was hands down he was the number one hustler in Milwaukee when it came to promotions, when it comes to all of the above. He got it in, man. He got it in. And I'm not saying you got to choose, right? Because I don't think it's fair to choose. I'm just telling you that my Milwaukee Marketing Hall of Fame includes Sir Wayne, Nice and Dragon, Flyer John, KB the Playmaker, Dracula, and Young Tweezy. And when you hear these names, if you are a part of the culture in any aspect, from entertainment to concerts to elected officials, campaigns, to the music, everything, they have played a huge part in assisting with providing this information. They are a part of Milwaukee history, right? There was a time where you didn't know what was happening unless you got the information from them. Other than the radio, we talking pre-social media, guys. We're not talking Facebook, Twitter, none of that. We're talking pre-social media. The only way you knew something was going down was by word of mouth and by the marketing. Other than that, it didn't matter. It had to come from a credible source. Again, if Flyer John or if Sir Wayne is holding something and they're passing it out, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to follow suit because I know it's coming from a valid source. If Sir Wayne pull up and say, hey, check this out, vote for this person, I'm handing out flyers to support so-and-so, more than likely I'm going to vote for them because it came from him. So again, that all of that stuff matters, man. All of that stuff matters when we're talking about campaigning and promotions. And again, we do this for the culture, man. We do it for the culture. We want to make sure that we are highlighting those who have paved the way for us when it comes to the Milwaukee culture, especially in the entertainment industry. You know, people can say what they want. They can feel like it's not important. But for the people who spent their lives pursuing their dreams, these people matter to us, right? People who have spent their lives, whether they was doing music, whether they was promoting events, these people are a part of that history, right? Can't do it alone. You cannot do it alone. You have to have a team. You have to have people in the community that support whatever it is that you got going on. And these guys do it. That's what they're known for. That's what they've been doing. And again, I think that street promo is highly important still to this day. Some people don't, you know, listen to the radio. Some people don't watch TV. Some people aren't on social media. So again, to whether it's an elected official or whether it's a young entrepreneur, do not underestimate guerrilla promotion. It works. It's a part of this culture here. And not only that, it teaches you social skills, man. That's the problem. A lot of y'all don't know how to talk to people. And I'm talking to the younger generation. You don't know how to have conversations with people because everything you do is dictated off of an algorithm. You're always online. How about, do you know how to walk up to somebody and convince them why they should take part in whatever it is that you're selling? Right? You need to build up your social skills. So if you have a business, if you, you know, have a project music-wise that you're dropping, man, get out there and get them flyers and get in people's faces. Talk to the people. That's how you get your feedback. That's how you become better at whatever it is that you're trying to do. That's how you obtain customers. People want to see you. They don't want to just sit on social media and see flyers all day. They want to see you in person. Let me see if you really bought what you be talking about. You want my vote? Let me see you in person, right? Or whoever the representative is that's handing out the flyers. If you're an artist and you have music that's on the way, yeah, you need to link with somebody that's out here doing guerrilla street promotions so that everywhere somebody goes, they see your product, period. Everywhere somebody goes, they see your product. If you have an album or a single out and I don't see no flyers nowhere, I'm convinced that you really don't want to make it. You're not putting it in a people's face. You can't just promote on social media. You better hit up these gas stations, these barbershops, beauty salons, daycare. I don't care what it is. Hit it up. Hit it up. Get the information out to the people in their face. That's how you sell it. That's how you make people believe that you believe in whatever it is that you're selling. I want to see it. I want to see the flyers. I want to see the posters. I want to see all of the above. We are talking about campaigning. We had an amazing interview this past hour with Flyer John. When we come back, let's continue this conversation. 833-212-1017. I want to hear from you. What did Milwaukee crowds demand from promoters that crowds in other cities didn't? What was the culture like back in the day with Guerrilla Street Marketing? It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. .7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing Sierra Brown at Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, and Incision. Milwaukee, join us on the 22nd, man. We will be there broadcasting live for those who have not had the opportunity to meet myself, Meech, Ray, you know, Homer, Bailey, all of the above. Please make sure that you come out. We will be there. You guys will have the opportunity to tap in officially with us in person. But most importantly, you're able to gain resources, right? You're able to get the resources. We want to see you there at the Truth Family Fest. So today we had special guest Flyer John. Flyer John was in the building, man. We were talking about marketing and promotions in the Milwaukee culture. I've listed my Hall of Fame when it comes to marketing. And there's one person that's also on that list as well, right? Y'all know him. I think y'all know him. Meech.
I am not on no list.
Cut it out. What up, Meech?
I create the list.
Listen.
I'm not finna be here talking to you.
Why not?
I could get some insight, but I'm not finna be here talking to you.
Why not, Meech?
Because.
It's a family reunion. Y'all, so we're talking about Milwaukee Hall of Fame. Meech, you are prominent when it comes to marketing, branding, PR, all of that stuff. Have been. Not just entertainment, but politics, everything. Campaigns, like, a lot of people don't know you really put in the work. What do you love most about marketing and branding?
That it works.
Come on now.
It
come
works.
Come on now, Professor Meech.
It just works.
Yeah.
You know, just the subconscious of knowing that you could pretty much dictate somebody for liking it. You know what I mean? Liking your stuff or paying attention to it.
Yep.
That you're trying to get the word, whatever you're trying to get the word out on, messaging, imaging.
Yeah.
You know, songs, you know, whatever. Everything I get marketed, especially if you're trying to get people to buy it.
How important is that when you have projects and concerts? How important is street marketing?
Street marketing is nowadays it's always been important to me because that's the era we come up in.
Yeah.
But now is more prevalent because of that. I think online is just so saturated.
Yes.
To where people is looking for other ways to market stuff. So, you know. And they did it, you know, it's been a little bit trying to combine the street with the digital, having real people, influence real, you know, influence real stuff online. But it's still that tangible thing of giving somebody something, or if you receiving something from somebody in a campaign or project.
Yeah.
You know, people still go to the tables to get free stuff.
Yep.
At the end of the day. So everybody looking for marketing materials, people looking for merch. You know, if you go to all the resources. Like today, I went to vote. Go vote today.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I got my
you got your sticker?
My Sherman
Come
Park
on
votes.
Now.
I got a button.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know.
I ain't got no sticker. I got a button.
See, and all that's marketing. So,
yes.
So, I mean, you know, after I voted, it's a table to all the resources.
Yeah.
We got me some marketing materials from over there. You know what I mean? So everybody pretty, you know, it's almost standard for you to have something like that at events.
Yep.
Or even attached to a project or something like that. So I think it's very important.
How important was it? So we both come from the same era. So you know what I mean, that feeling when you get, when you walk outside of school and you see Sir Wayne with the flyers or you see Flyer John. How important is that part of Milwaukee history to the culture of marketing today?
It's very important. I mean, I think that's where it's lost at. You know, a lot of the messaging, even with, like, stuff that we trying to do with the youth. I mean, we trying to encourage the organizations to get out there, you know, school let out. You know what I mean? Everything, you know, goes through the school. Should be going through the schools. You know, charter, private, or whatever school of choice that you got. But it should be going to, it's where it starts at.
Absolutely.
It starts with the youth. I mean, because otherwise you promote at the club or where grown folks be, you know, you trying to catch people outside their job, stuff like that. But other than that, it should start at the schools because that's how word of mouth spread.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's pretty much the biggest part of marketing is word of mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Making everybody feel left out.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Come on, reverse psychology. Yeah, make them feel left out.
You know, if you hear something more than three times, you're going to feel left out.
Absolutely.
So, you know, just try to put that in the air, you know.
Speaking of campaigns, man, you goaded it when it comes to the campaigns. How important is the street promo? So we talked about levels of promotions.
Yeah.
Right? You got social media promotions. You got guerrilla promotions, all of that. How important is the streets promotions when it comes to campaigns, specifically for elected officials?
I'm canvassing.
Yeah.
Canvassing, having stuff go through the mail, all that's important.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we talk about like who reached the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it probably ain't your favorite candidate, but it just goes in to show you like it still works. You know, it's canvassing, knocking on doors, all that street promotions, you know, being in people's face, shaking hands, kissing babies.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's what it's about when you're doing a campaign. And like I told you, for my vote, you got a campaign.
Absolutely.
You got to get to that level where it's not just, like you said, it's not just online promotions. I don't need to see a candidate just posting online saying, hey, vote for me. We got this going. You showing me what you're doing online and I'm not part of it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's the other thing, part of marketing. Having people part of inclusion, the people, the community.
Yes.
That's the biggest word that, you know, you mentioned KB. So the biggest word we kind of, our marketing strategy is inclusion. Include everybody as much as possible. Give them a role.
Yeah.
You know, let people know what we got going on. Whether they, you know, not the focal point of the campaign or the project, but just including them.
Yeah.
You know, having people show what they do best.
Yeah.
That's really what... our thing is try to put people in the best position to be them.
Yep. And to your point, like you're right, because I remember a lot of people, there's elders you would ask them, you know, if you run for office and they didn't vote for you, say, why didn't you vote for me? Because I never got anything in the mail.
Or I
because
didn't even
nobody
know
after people came to my door.
On the candidate.
Yes.
I don't even know they on the ballot, you know? I mean, and that just goes to show, like, you know, everybody just for a campaign. Of course, the candidate is focused on them and their campaign, so the campaign will be focused on them.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, just, you know, messaging, simple messaging, if you're an organization or something like that, part of election season, and you know, helping out with trying to get certain messaging out here, I mean, like, letting people know who's on the ballot, like, not just saying the candidates, but just, like, showing us what a ballot look like.
Yeah.
Like, certain information to kind of help everybody out. You know, I filled out 2 ballots today. I was... You know, I did it wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's different.
Voters with the
primary. Yeah, it's different with the primary versus the presidential election or just any general election.
Yep.
So that was something I learned. It's my first time voting in the primary myself.
Yeah.
So and that's just because like we said, like, just I'm part of the campaigns that's going around of some of the messages to where I know what's going on now. Yeah. But usually, it don't even reach that far. You know what I mean? To where you even know it's a primary going on.
Yep.
You'll wait 2 days later. They show you the votes, like, on the news or something. Or you just end up with an elected official that you didn't even know.
Come on out. And the crazy thing about it, too, is Like, we know that candidates can't reach everybody, but this is Milwaukee, right? This is the biggest city in the state. So if I don't see any type of interaction as far as like what you mentioned, like the mailers or people, you know, doing door knocking in my mm-hmm. neighborhood, then I'm going to, in my mind, I'm going to feel like you deliberately did not cater to the city of Milwaukee.
But that's how you know that it's a campaign. I wouldn't know if you can campaigning if I don't get the mailers.
Yeah.
If I don't see canvassers on my door in my neighborhood, I wouldn't know that it's at that level. Like, I need to vote for you. I wouldn't notice that your campaign is at that level. Otherwise, I don't think you need. I mean, you probably do need the campaign dollars for something like that, but mm-hmm. that should be one of the first couple of things you do under a campaign. You know,
absolutely.
For an election, is get them canvassers, send that mail out. That should be the first thing. I mean, that's just coming from simple marketing. Like, you know, do the necessary. Like for you just have Flyer John in here.
Yep.
The first thing you do when you want somebody to know is get the flyer done.
Come on now. Get the flyer done. Hit up Flyer John.
I don't see how y'all out here, you know, going from city to city, state to state, commercial, channel, you know.
Yeah.
And y'all ain't got no flyers.
Yeah.
I can't get no button.
No merch.
I can't get no sticker.
Yeah. Come on now.
Ain't nothing for the kids to have. No stickers, ain't no face paint, ain't nothing going on.
Yep.
But, you know, I know they don't vote, but it's like, who is we targeting to vote these days? I mean, I know when Obama was running, it was more so, you know, we was of that age where it was for us.
Yeah.
We knew it was for us to come out and do our thing.
Absolutely.
Now it's like, who we really targeting as you know, voters? You know what I mean? Is it the youth? Is it the older people? Is it the people that's, you know, I don't think nobody's scared to vote no more. You know what I mean? That was a thing, you know.
Yeah.
You're scared to vote. Woo-woo.
It's just being undecided or not educated enough on.
I think it's being not educated enough because it ain't even that we can't educate ourselves. It's just more so where you get the information from.
Absolutely. We about to go to break. When we come back, let's talk about how do we rally behind our candidates, the black dollar when it comes to campaigning. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.